So,
Barbara, welcome to the high stools. On the back of your official biography, just out in time for Christmas, Barbara, A Life of Love and Hugs, it states, and I'm reading from the back cover, alongside raising their own son and daughter and looking after their own and others' dogs, over the span of 35 years, Barbara and Ray Aldridge fostered 50 children, sometimes four at a time. It was often a chaotic household, but always full of love.
Yeah, it's true. We had up to four children at a time to keep sibling groups together.
So how was Christmas important for you and the children you fostered?
Well, the children you foster, they're away from their homes, their families, their friends. I want it to be extra special. It's very important they have a good Christmas. It was hard for them because they were with my family, not their own.
And in the lead up to Christmas, in the period of Advent that we're in now, what were your favourite moments?
Well, I used to go to all their nativity plays, and I'd take the children to the garden centre, buy them lunch, then I'd give them money to buy presents for their siblings. Depending on their age, they went to see Father Christmas, maybe not the teenagers. We'd take the dogs in the car to Black Park, go for long walks in the cold, and when we got home, we'd throw a blanket on the sofa, drink hot chocolate, and watch a Christmas film.
And thinking of the cold, I believe your favourite Christmas song is In the Bleak Midwinter, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's lovely. It sums up winter for me, out in the cold, back in the warm, hot chocolate. I love to see frost and snow, and especially in the trees.
So do I. And in the Christmas period itself, do you have any favourite moments?
Yeah, I like to see them open their presents, and I like to all sit down to Christmas dinner together, chatting round the tables. My children were excellent. Brian was five and Valerie was three when we started fostering. They were extremely good, no jealousy. In fact, Brian got so fond of some of them that we fostered that it was really hard for him when they had to move on.
But I believe you've got one standout memory, though, of Christmas, which you hope not to repeat.
I certainly do. On Christmas Eve, we used to take the children to the candlelight service at St Giles. One of the sisters I had was a bit clumsy, and as the candles were lit, she set fire to her sister's hair with her candle, and I smelt burning and saw that Charlotte's hair was on fire. So I sort of had my gloves on and sort of put it out. Poor Charlotte. But I don't think Charlotte even noticed, to be honest with you.
I'm sure she recovered and forgave you.
She certainly does.
And now the children are all grown up and Ray passed away 6 years ago, how do you spend Christmas these days?
Well, it's a lot quieter. Mostly see my children. They like doing their own things. I have friends round who are on their own. Jane and David have been especially wonderful to me since losing Ray. We have little get-togethers. But it's different every year.
And I think having friends round on who are on their own, that's not the only time you do that, is it?
Well, after Ray died, I realised there are a lot of people on their own like me whose children have left home. So Chris Southam and I started a friendship club for people on their own like us. We meet every fortnight for lunch at Wrexham Golf Club, organise trips like cinema, theatre, dancing, you name it, put in it, whatever you like. Some of us even had a cruise to Norway in September.
So there's a flavour of what Christmas means to Barbara. Obviously, she's got an awful lot more to her story, but read the book when you see it on the bookcases. Barbara, thank you so much for sharing what Christmas
means
to you.
You're very welcome. Happy Christmas, everybody.